Correcting what a child says can come in many forms. Sometimes it's outright criticism. But oddly enough, even when we reassure a child, we are correcting her. For example, Denise was having some trouble doing her math assignments and would often berate herself, saying to her mom, Lisa, "I'm too stupid to do math." At times, she even called herself a moron. Lisa had made countless efforts to reassure her daughter, saying things like, "Honey, you're just learning math. It's hard for everyone at first. You'll get it. You're a very smart girl. You're not stupid at all." Denise would only say, more adamantly, "I am too." In her effort to reassure, Lisa was actually correcting Denise. She was essentially saying, "I am right. You are smart. You are wrong to think you are stupid." And Denise defended against being told she was wrong to think she was stupid. And if my child has seen anyone at school learn math easily, she won't believe me when I say, "It's hard for everyone at first." In my attempt to make her feel better, I have said something untrue. A single sentence of reassurance on our part can inadvertently prompt our child to become more strongly identified with some negative or counterproductive belief about her or himself. We may end up actually undermining our child's self-esteem. Children are likely to resist any opinion we offer too quickly in a conversation, especially when it immediately contradicts what they are saying, doing, or feeling. No matter the reason, when we try to correct what our children think, believe, and/or feel, we are still trying to control them. When Lisa decided to change how she talked with Denise about the way she called herself stupid in relation to homework issues, the first thing Lisa did was to write down as many questions as she could think of, not in any particular order. Lisa shared the following questions with me. Is this one of those times when you're getting angry at yourself? What is making you feel so angry? What do you mean by stupid? When you call yourself stupid, do you totally think you are not smart? Or does any part of you remember that you're intelligent? How much of your reaction is frustration in the moment, and how much of it is believing that you're not smart? Do you believe that learning always comes easily to intelligent people? Are your feelings of anger at yourself bigger than your feelings of happiness when you do something that satisfies you? Do you have any desire to be kinder to yourself when you are struggling to learn something? What do you think would happen to your ability to learn if you didn't get so angry at yourself? Do you think you're a perfectionist? Most of Lisa's questions were about Denise's feelings toward herself. Some were about Denise's beliefs about intelligence and learning. A few were about Lisa's assumptions, like whether her daughter's feelings of anger with herself were bigger than her feelings of happiness. Lisa said that she doesn't quite even remember which questions she asked or how she asked them, but having made the list put them in her mind. For the first time, Denise opened up more about her feelings, sharing more of her own pain and the anger she felt toward herself, acknowledging that she didn't remember in that moment that she is intelligent, but did know it at other times. Denise considered the possibility that she was a perfectionist and answered, "Probably." When her mom asked what she thought would happen to her ability to learn if she didn't get so angry at herself, Denise looked very thoughtful and said, "I don't know." Lisa told me that Denise still got frustrated and angry sometimes, but that she saw the conversation where she asked these non-defensive questions as a turning point. Denise even lightened up and joked about it, saying, "Well, Mom, you know, your smart genes only work in me part of the time." Lisa also said, "I'm so glad we can work with this together now, and Denise has made a shift at age 11. I was terrified of what would have happened to her in high school." Denise did know she was intelligent some of the time. Another parent asking questions similar to those Lisa asked might have been shocked to find out that a child still believes he's stupid, even when he does learn something quickly. Even top students can doubt their intelligence. I know brilliant adults who still think they are going to be found out as a fraud because they are not as smart as everyone thinks they are.